the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Congress members are demanding a probe into Amtrak breakdowns that have caused thousands of hours of delays for NJ Transit commuters. Sarah Lee Kessler has the details.
The entire New Jersey congressional delegation, Democrats and Republicans, have sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in direct response to June Amtrak breakdowns that canceled or delayed 130 NJ Transit trains, leaving thousands of riders stranded. NJ Transit is basically a tenant on Amtrak's rails and can't order repairs itself, so it's at Amtrak's mercy. New Jersey Congress members are demanding an investigation into what can be done.
A lightning storm last month reportedly claimed the life of one of Toms River residents, which, if true, would be the first such fatality in the Garden State since a teenage lifeguard was killed by lightning in 2021. John Jensenius with the National Lightning Safety Council says, as soon as you hear thunder, go inside.
But really, anyone that's outside when a thunderstorm is in the area, and when we say a thunderstorm in the area, we mean if you're hearing thunder, the thunderstorm is in the area. You're at risk and need to get inside right away.
The council says your odds of being struck by lightning are literally greater than one in a million, but precautionary measures can turn them into essentially zero. Lifeguards rescued nine people in Ocean City this weekend after some swimmers were initially in distress and others went into the ocean to save them. The incident happened Saturday at the 9th Street Beach. Lifeguards were called to help four people who were struggling shortly after they entered the water. Others who were nearby then jumped in to help but became stuck themselves and called for help. Officials say rip currents carried out all nine. All are recovering. And there are several big fireworks displays in the coming days in northern New Jersey to celebrate the nation's independence. The State Fair Meadowlands in East Rutherford have a show on both Wednesday and Thursday. Jersey City will have carnival rides, food, games, and activities on July 4th prior to the big Macy's fireworks show on the Hudson River. Ridgewood has a beer garden, food vendors, and a parade during the day on Thursday prior to the nighttime fireworks. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And how is that weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
I'm Brian.
It's 11:03. Here's Fast Traffic.
Eastbound I-78 remains closed because of an accident between exit 3 and 4 in Phillipsburg. Your delays begin before exit 3, right around Springtown Road. You might want to cross from Pennsylvania into New Jersey via Route 22 instead. Use that to connect with 173 and then back on to 78 eastbound. Meanwhile, we have got a couple of problems on the turnpike going northbound in the car lanes, a broken down truck in the right lane, a mile past exit 9, minor delays farther up the line, western spur, or make that eastern spur of the turnpike. Two left lanes are closed northbound at 15W for a jackknife tractor trailer. The western spur will be the better way to go. Route 1 North, construction in South Brunswick, major road to Black Horse Lane. Two right lanes closed for milling. 21 at South Street, Newark, a vehicle fire being cleaned up. Parkway northbound repairs, 136 to the Union Tolls, delays cleared. Northbound Essex tolls to 153. You've got a left lane closure. And 295 southbound is closed for construction, exit 28 to 26 in Belmar. There's additional work in West Deptford between 19 and 14. And across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, lower deck closed at the George Washington Bridge. You do have about a 10-minute delay on the upper level. The Lincoln will be better than the Holland Tunnel, which is losing a lane at 11 o'clock. While Whitman Bridge delays into New Jersey seem to have cleared. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next Sport 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
Does your job require... New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a mostly clear sky overnight. Low temperatures close to 60. Clouds and sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Now, the humidity will stay pretty low on Wednesday, but it will start to creep up a little bit Wednesday night. It will be a warmer night, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid to upper 60s. And very warm and more humid for the 4th of July Thursday with clouds and sun. There could be an afternoon thunderstorm. High Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Clark, it's 72, Middletown, 69, Atlantic City, 67. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.